careful. Yeah. I might have to come over there and look that up. So cheers, everybody. Welcome to Feral and Fabulous. I am so excited for the guests that we have today. Yeah. I have known this gentleman for, I'm not even sure, I'm going to have to ask him how long we've known each other, but it's been a minute or two. So we have the fabulous Art Lee, and he is the sales manager for McNair Custom Homes. And I am so happy to have you on the podcast.
Thank you.
And, you know, I was thinking back. In fact, I was telling Matt and Katie, we go back to, I can't remember what year it was.
I'm thinking that we probably got 30 years.
I think back. It is 30 years because you were, I think, with Connell Barron, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So that would have probably been about 30 years ago?
About 30 years ago. And I was working for my good friend who passed away, Troy Hallmark.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. He was a great friend of mine and kind of got me over there with Connell Barron. And we sold some homes. That was a long time ago.
It was. And that's where I think you and I first met.
Yeah,
So then we've been together throughout the whole 30 years. And so obviously that you've had a very long career. Was Troy who got you into that? Like, how did you end up in the, you know,
funny thing,
real estate business?
I was with another builder, David, what's his name? But anyway, I was working with another builder.
Sure. And this is before Connell Barron.
Before Connell Barron.
Okay.
And Troy was he a realtor at that time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Troy.
So we sold a home together and we just kind of linked up.
Okay.
And he started with Connell Barron as a sales manager there. And he brought me over there. And that was, we're working over there.
So. Wow. And okay.
God, so that was a long time ago.
I know it was. And so fast forward 30 years later, I mean, obviously, that's a lot of time that you've been in this industry. And pretty much, I think, other than maybe before you were with Connell Barron, weren't you pretty much all new construction?
All new.
That's what I thought.
All new.
So that's kind of been your specialty
that's
and everything like that.
All new. Then I got into the custom side of it. Well, I was in it with Connell. There would have been some semi.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Got on with Newmark. You were the one who helped me on get on with Newmark.
I remember that.
And that was fun.
Those were the days.
Oh my goodness, we sold a lot of homes though.
Yeah, no, I remember those days. That was
and
super fun.
From there, I moved on to the custom world.
You've been in the custom world for many years now. And so, tell me, I know since you've been in the industry for so many years, and I know what crazy schedules we both have, and how that's been. How has that been for you and your family in terms of like dealing with the crazy hours? And let's face it, we just never know. Even today, just trying to get the podcast shot today, we were literally, I'm like, okay, you're saying, you go here, I'll go here, I'm covering this, you're covering that. Yeah. And so it's like we're flying by the seat of our pants. And this, we thought we had it all planned out. And then here we are.
And
so how do you manage that?
It's tough, Kim. In my earlier years, I missed a lot of sporting events with my boys, and that was the toughest part.
Yeah.
My youngest son, I made a promise to him and myself and the rest of my family that I would dial it back. Quality of life came a little bit more important.
Sure.
You know, we all like to make a buck or two, but missing out on that, I was not going to do it anymore. So moving forward, my efforts were to be at every event I could be at, and that's what I'm doing now. So
that's awesome.
It's a quality life, you know, and then you just got to kind of balance it.
Yeah.
And balancing it is tough
It's a delicate
it's a
thing.
It's
not as easy as some people might think it is.
Oh, and it's tough. Really, I know how you do it. My gosh.
I don't. Well, that's just it. Yeah. I have, in fact, I've talked about it in other episodes where I feel like, you know, and again, I grew up in the real estate industry. Yeah. My dad was a home builder, so I kind of saw it firsthand. And so it's like that lifestyle. I grew up in it. So the chaos was something familiar to me, which is good and bad. I mean, I definitely feel like it's helped me to get on my game, so to speak.
Yeah.
But it didn't help me in the sense that I didn't have real boundaries, kind of what you're talking about, where I'm one of those that I feel like I have to just leave it out there on the field for every client. Like I just am not good at putting up any kind of a boundary. No, I'm not. And so we were just talking the other day. I've missed a lot of games. I've missed a lot of performances. I've missed a lot of, I mean, just with, you know, particularly with my two younger ones, mm-hmm. because I had done a stint out at Southwest Research before I got heavily, I was in real estate, and then I did some time at Southwest Research. I don't know if I want to refer to it as that, but anyway, I was there for a while. And then when I got back into real estate, I just feel like I said, I did miss a lot of their stuff. Wow. And so now I think now that I have not only kids, but I have grandkids. Do you have any grandkids?
Oh yeah.
Okay. I want to hear about that. Cause I wasn't sure the deal.
My God. So I don't want to interrupt you.
No. Grandkids are a way to kind of, you know, catch up and kind of fix what you maybe messed up with the kids.
Right. And I'm taking advantage of that. You're absolutely right. So last night, my grandson had a football game. He's a quarterback at Veterans Memorial. So I was telling, John, he's a freshman, telling John that.
I didn't know that. Oh, you haven't talked about that.
No, I mean, I didn't talk about it.
He's because, a quarterback?
Yeah, he's a freshman, but he's going to be really good. And my son, Nicholas, who is 21, he's the one, my youngest one. So he's a quarterback too. And he's up at A&M Kingsville playing football. So,
oh my gosh. I didn't know you were such a football dynasty family. Yeah. I'm loving this.
My grandson was, we had a game up in Victoria last night. So I was telling John that I said, I'm going to ride up here and see my grandson play. He said, you know, he thought I was spending the night. I said, oh no, it's nothing to spend the night in Victoria. You got to come home. But anyway, played very well.
You can barely get me there for the day.
Yeah. But that's part of that quality of life. Not missing. I'm not missing it anymore, Kim.
Yeah.
Not doing it. I did it too much. My older kids, I mean, I didn't see any of their stuff.
Amen.
You know.
Amen.
And, you know.
Well, good for you. Yeah. I mean, I think that's so important.
Yeah.
And again, I think the older I get, the more important I realize it is.
It's important.
Is important. And like I said, man, if I could turn back the time of, you know, the father hands or whatever,
gosh.
I would definitely,
absolutely,
you know, do things a little differently. But, you know, you talked a little bit about, you know, having been not only in real estate, but obviously you've been in the luxury game. Well, both of us have been in the luxury game for many years now. And so I'm curious, like, what do you think kind of the end thing or what's happening in luxury right now? And not only what is happening right now, what do you think the changes that have taken place in luxury? Because I feel like it's quite a bit different now than it was. And then what direction do you see it going in?
It's changed. I do feel it's made a drastic change, actually, from when I began.
Yeah, me too.
The homeowner's experience of research has gone. It's huge.
Okay,
and
interesting.
That homeowner now is shopping a particular builder or style online before they come to, you know, see a model or a particular builder.
Okay.
So that experience.
Internet is huge.
It's huge. And they're doing a lot of shopping, you know, prior to coming out.
Okay.
If you think, you know, they don't know, they know. And they know what they're looking for.
Oh, wow.
And so not taking that for granted. My experience, what's been working for me is just understanding that. And so, you know, ask them, where have you been shopping? Do you have a Pinterest account? What have you been looking at? What styles have you noticed that kind of you like?
Okay.
So those trends are happening right now.
Yeah.
And that buyer's just more educated.
Yes.
So,
that's a great point.
Especially the price point that we're dealing in. That's a whole different market and a whole different style of individual.
Yes.
And so being prepared, but when you get a chance to meet them, it kind of makes life easier.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. And so obviously I agree with you completely in terms of how much things have changed. What direction do you think there's going to be more of that, or what do you see, what direction do you think things are going in?
It's just the evolution of what's going on.
Okay.
You know, I saw my grandson after the football game, first thing he did was grab his phone.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. I mean,
you got to get your grandkid off the phone to have a conversation.
Instant gratification.
Yes.
You know, knowledge. It's you know, it is where I'm old school though. I mean, I don't know about you, Kim, but I'm
old school too.
Oh my gosh.
Are you kidding?
I still call people.
Oh, I get it. No, I love to actually talk to people in person.
I mean,
it's just what I've learned is, even though I like to do it,
Not everybody like, no, they don't.
I've learned that. It's like, I'm kind of like you. I'm old school, but many of the people that I try and have a conversation with, they're like, you know, I think I'd rather text you. And I get that, you know, I understand people are busy and they can't always have the two-way conversation, but I'm like you and say, but I'm having to learn to kind of adapt and kind of do whatever. It's kind of like, what do they call the platinum rule rather than the golden rule, where you treat people like they want to be treated, not necessarily how I want to be treated, just because I may not have the same kind of, you know, set of rules and thoughts that they do.
My kids, I put a moratorium on, they don't answer the phone because they don't like to talk. So I tell them, you guys better answer the phone. Half of them on my dime, too. So
you have a little say-so on it.
I'll shut it off. Look at Katie laughing. Yeah, she knows. She's doing it right now, too.
Yep.
Hey, listen, you ain't answering my call.
Katie's got kids,
listen,
so I'm just telling you.
Understand who's paying these bills.
Amen,
you better answer my call.
Absolutely.
I don't talk to you long. I just...
I just want to hear your voice.
How you doing?
I want to have a little two-way conversation. No, I get that.
Bothering you. Wow.
Trust me, I know. Like I said, I say this all the time. Once my granddaughter started driving, I'm like, my younger one does it. She's only 12, so she's not driving yet. Yeah. And so I feel like I can have a little more contact with her. But man, once they get to the, you know, the driving age, it's like, I'm on my own. I'm off with my own life, and you'll see you later.
Speaking
of
kids, Courtney came to see me. I told her, couple of weeks ago. Yeah. And I remember when she was 12.
Right.
So like,
preteen.
Yeah. So
it's crazy.
It's getting old in this business.
I know.
You know, seeing grandkids and kids grow up. It's been phenomenal.
Yeah.
I was glad I'm still hanging around.
Yeah. Yeah. Around. No, so absolutely.
It's good to see it.
Yeah.
Good
no, it's crazy how things have evolved. Yeah. And, you know, we were talking about luxury. I know that McNair has obviously a presence in many, many different places. But I think two of the big places right now that they have a lot going on is the Dominion and then also Pecan Springs. Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about those two different locations and what you've got happening?
So the Dominion has been such a huge, huge deal for McNair Custom Home. John McNair has been a presence in Dominion for a long, long time.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, look,
I mean, I used to sell against him with Newmark back in the day.
Right.
And I think it's just his name and his quality that he's built for such a long time. Reputation in the Dominion's been to forefront. And so we're still hammering it out in the Dominion. So that's
awesome.
one of the areas where we are in the Bluffs, and we have our own section in there, and it's just one type of build, and people I think kind of like that, you know, that they're not going to experience a different builder coming in doing something different.
Sure.
So that's huge, and then we also have Pecan Springs, which is an awesome community. Anybody looking for a piece of land at an acre or plus, you know, able to have a little bit more elbow room and the design factor of it. We get a chance to do amazing things, and people wanting casitas or five-car garages, anything that you would imagine can happen out in Pecan Springs. So.
And that's the beauty, because I think a lot of those special features that you're talking about, whether it's a casita or additional garages, whatever that is, you have to have land
in order to do that. Exactly.
And most of these other subdivisions are just not built to accommodate those additional type features.
Exactly.
And so that's kind of cool. And I think that there's still several more years left in Pecan, right?
10 years just or so.
At least or more, right? Left.
Correct. And I've seen, Kim, I've seen the future lots coming on. I've driven up there with Taylor, who is a developer.
Yeah. Absolutely. Taylor Dries.
And amazing views. It is going to be exciting. So, not to mention, we got the parade 2027 parade coming up, and it's going to be awesome. So, people who don't recognize Pecan Springs, you will. It's probably going to be one of the better parade of homes that we've had in San Antonio.
Absolutely. Well, talk a little bit about, like, what do you think the price point for the Parade of Homes is going to be? Because I think this is going to be a first for San Antonio.
I think
it's going to be incredible.
It's going to be incredible. You got, first of all, you got size of homes going to be ranging at average 5,000 and up.
That's amazing.
So for
these are absolutely like estates.
Yeah.
I mean, these are just
it's going to be
compounds,
super,
you know?
Super awesome. And I think... price wise, you're going to be, you know, three plus.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And up. And that's, you know, that's what's going to be happening. But that's going to be pecan for that family looking for that luxury custom big
absolutely.
Footprint home. That's yes. what you're going to, that's what that's going to afford you to yeah. do in there.
No, so, absolutely. Yeah. And then, like you said, you have the land to do all the cool features, including like a circular drive or something like that. So you really can absolutely,
sports
truly
courts,
customize it.
I mean,
it.
I mean
yes.
pickle courts. And,
yeah.
And we're doing, all those things are happening right now.
That's so cool.
But
I love it.
It's a really special community. And I invite everybody to come out and see it if you haven't been out to Pecan Springs. Perfect. It's a really amazing property. And again, it's not far. It's right off of I-10. And
yeah, it's like, I think it's like, I clocked it because I've done the drive many times. I think it's like 7 minutes or so from the HEB right there over there at Bernie Stage Road and I-10. Mm-hmm. I mean, you literally, so in terms of getting the ice cream home,
you
know, before it's melted, it's like, bam, you know, when you're there. So cool. Yeah. Well, I know you and I spend a lot of time obviously driving around, getting to different properties and stuff. And so I think we both love our vehicles. We like a nice set of wheels.
Yeah.
And so I'm just curious, like, what is, like, do you love your favorite car? I mean, what's your favorite car right now? And do you love what you're driving? And is there a, do you have any kind of vehicle out there that you're kind of eyeing that you haven't ever had before that you're still thinking, hey, I want to, you know, you have a bucket list of vehicles you want to get to?
You know, I like what you're driving right now.
I do too. I'm obsessed. It's my favorite car. It's like we named it. It's a Vistique. It's a Cadillac Vistique, which is an EV vehicle. And if you'd have told me what, 6 months ago, I mean, my producers are laughing because they know me. Yeah. I mean, if you'd have told me that I was going to be driving an electric vehicle, I'd have told you you were on crack. But
that's the problem I'm having.
Art, I'm telling you, I felt the same way. Yeah. But it's like, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And it's the coolest set of wheels. I just am obsessed. And it's so nice. I don't have to ever stop at the gas station, you know, which keeps me out of the candy bar aisle and the soda aisle and all that kind of stuff, you know. So that's not a bad thing, you know, for me. But it's literally, and not that I do this in a neighborhood, but I mean, you can go from like 0 to 60 in just like 2.5 or 3 seconds. Yeah. I mean, it's just freaking a rocket. And so on a straightaway, I'm like, oh my God.
I like the look of it.
Oh, me too.
And
oh my gosh.
That's what's caught my eye. Not only your car, I've seen it. And I don't know. What I do know is getting out of what I drive right now, which is a Range Rover Sport.
Have you liked that?
It's a beautiful vehicle. I like it. We were scared when I got it. My wife bought our first one. That's the second one that we had.
Okay.
And I hadn't had any issues. And so if you read the tea leaves, like, it's going to, you know, you're going to have a lot of, I hadn't had any issues.
It's a beautiful vehicle.
It's been a plus for me. So
that's awesome.
And my wife, she's a Mercedes. She likes Mercedes. So,
I gotcha.
But I don't know. I don't know. I haven't. I like my car right now.
Okay.
So
No.
Right now.
Totally get you. And I think the key is if you're going to do an EV, you just have to have a charger at home.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you can have I have a membership to a supercharger. You know, I can pull into any place and do a supercharge, you know, real fast if I have to. But having a charger at home to be able to plug in, and that's one of the things I think even in the custom home world,
You drive a lot, so that sounds good coming from you.
I guarantee I put some miles on that vehicle, so it's been great, and I've really enjoyed that. So, speaking of just things in the off time and cruising around places, what are some of the places?
Shock just kicked in.
Yeah. Goodness. You need another one?
No, I'm good.
You're good.
I'm good.
You're good. It's like, okay, woo.
Yeah.
Now we're
come
good.
Back though. Yeah.
Now we're cooking. Yeah, exactly. We are going to have you back. So what places have you traveled to that you absolutely loved? And then what places do you want to travel to that you haven't been to yet?
So my wife should be all over this. So, Jamaica, when we first started dating, we had the best time ever. Want to go back. I don't know if there's any place better because I haven't, you know.
That sounds amazing. I haven't been before, but I've heard
it was just amazing, fabulous. Amazing. Tell you a quick story on that.
Yeah.
So we went there and best time ever. The people there are just so nice, Kim. I mean, everybody is just so nice. So
I love that when a place is super welcoming.
Super
I mean,
nice.
It really just
super
sets the whole tone.
So we fly back through Atlanta and I'm in line at this, I forgot what restaurant it was, and the little girl behind the desk, she was like, I mean, like I told her, listen, wait a minute. I just came back from the nicest people I've ever met. You're not going to ruin my day, you know, for this stop in Atlanta. Yes. So
yes, it's not happening on my watch.
No, not now. So, but it was an amazing experience. Just beautiful, gorgeous place. I don't know what place I've gone. What I don't like is the flights. I don't like long flights.
I'm with you.
I don't. It's kind of weird. When I go fly anywhere, I mean, when I walk on the plane, I need to see that pilot, you know.
Just I understand.
See him just to check that off. No. Okay, he looks like he knows what he's doing type deal. And then I can sit down and enjoy the flight. But I can't fly 4 hours, maybe my max.
Well, I'm a little scared because Dave and I, one of my really good friends, is getting married in Bali. Next year.
How long is that flight?
Next 30 hours.
Oh, no way. I'm not going.
30 hours. And
send him a really nice present.
Yeah. I mean, and somebody's like, yes. And I don't even know how it's possible, but I guess you have to have a layover and it's just so far.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're going next November. We've already, you know, booked everything. And I'm literally terrified because I don't like, if the flight is much longer than from here to Las Vegas, I'm not okay with that.
Yeah.
Like I'm already kind of stressed out a little bit. Yeah. That's kind of 2.5 hours
about my max
of where I'm starting to kind of freak. And so this I'm starting to already hyperventilate. Yeah. So I get you on
I'm
the flight
about
time.
You, yeah,
yeah
that's,
no,
that's,
I'm
that's a lot.
You know, so I heard Bali is amazing too, but
yeah,
I'm
just
scared.
Getting
I'm
there.
Just like,
my gosh.
Oh my gosh, you know, that's just a lot of flight time in the air that
so
makes
I say
me
that,
a little...
but I'm sure my wife can have me going somewhere soon. But I mean I guess if I had some of this with me, I might
Yeah,
be all
no,
right.
I'm telling you. So. I'm telling you, there's something about this stuff. It's just, it's the best, you know, Patron Platinum
30
is.
30 hours.
Of... No, I know, right? It would, maybe I'd need a couple of bottles on the flight. Yeah. I'm not sure.
I'm
going
to be worried about you.
Well, we are going to go to the next segment, which is I love this part of the podcast.
Yeah. It's called. I've been watching, so I'm ready.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, you've got your paddle. Yeah. And on that paddle, it says one side is feral. And one side is fabulous, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna ask you some different things, and you're gonna tell me whether you think it's feral or fabulous.
All right, let's go.
The first one is pizza.
Man.
Yes, fabulous. I love. What kind of pizza do you like?
Papa John's runs my household, so
okay.
I am a Papa John's fan.
Okay.
And what kind of? I'm easy. I'm pepperoni.
Okay,
so
you're a traditionalist.
I'm a traditional, and I tell everybody in my family's know. I tell the story about Oreo cookies because that's my.
You like Oreo cookies,
don't you?
I think I've seen rappers.
You've seen rappers.
Oh, I've seen. No, I've seen how you roll.
You've seen rappers.
Trust me.
Listen.
I've seen you at the McNair model, and
oh,
I see
my gosh.
Oreo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew that without knowing that.
I am a fan of Oreos, and I don't think they should do anything with that cookie. Leave it alone. The small, thin ones, the vanilla, the Halloween, you don't
whatever.
Need it. That
You're
is a standalone staple.
I understand.
Alone, so, anyway,
and I agree
you should
with
have
you.
That on there. That's fabulous. That's fabulous and feral. Oreo. I
went
over your question,
but
go ahead.
That's okay, but you can flip it back and forth. That works, you know. So I do understand. I'm also a now. Tell me, are you a thin crust?
No.
Thick crust?
You don't need thin crust either.
Okay, so
it's
you
a regular old
regular traditional crust, you know, so that you can actually taste it.
Yeah.
And, same.
Man, if you want to break it open, split it, you know.
whatever, but
at that point, it's all good.
Yeah. No. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, hats.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about hats?
Okay.
Any kind of hat.
Any kind
can
of hat? It
can be a cap, can be a hat. I mean, you know, a head covering. How do you feel about that?
In what situation? I mean.
Any situation. Like, just what's your general, like, I feel like a lot of people have an opinion on whether they like a hat or a cap, or if they're, like, they wear them or they don't wear them, you know? And it can be for whatever occasion, you know?
I'm going to say.
Feral.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's a situational type.
You're right.
Deal
you're right.
Where, it's not needed.
Yeah.
Sometimes,
especially here.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Is I think in other locations, obviously, if you go to New York and it's freaking freezing outside, you almost have to have some kind of head covering, or you're going to be like frozen.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I feel like here, San Antonio is so. It's so hot most of the time that's one of the things I struggle with. I actually like hats,
but
my head gets so overheated that I just, it's like, I feel like I'm roasting, you know?
Situation,
so.
I would say, yeah.
Okay, good. Good to know. I have no idea what you're going to say about this next one.
Mm-hmm.
Golf. Okay, you obviously have an opinion on it. I'm curious what it is.
So I'm an ex-athlete, guys, and I'm going to tell you something. I started this game 5-6 years ago.
Oh, so you're a golfer.
I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
I'm trying.
Okay.
It is the most difficult thing that I've ever done before in my life.
Really? Being a former athlete?
It is something to challenge.
Is it the concentration factor?
It's everything. You can't blame anybody. It's just you.
Oh, yeah. That's
just you.
That's a good... Good point.
You find yourself... I find myself when I do something really good out there in the golf course, I really want to celebrate it.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're playing with some other guys, you can't celebrate it. Like, dude, you just made a putt. That's, you know. But listen, they don't know that I ain't made putts.
Exactly.
I don't make putts.
It's all relative, right?
Oh, my gosh.
And it's not a team sport.
No, it's not.
So and I got you on that.
It is the most challenging thing
I love
ever
it.
In my life.
Okay.
Ever.
Okay. So what are you going to claim it? What are you going to say about it? Which way is it going to go?
I'm about to say, because I am going to get really good at it, I'm going to say it's fabulous.
I love it. I love that confidence.
I'm going to get good at it.
You are going to get good, yeah. So I can't wait. We're going to
have
you
back
on.
There's guys looking for me right now that want me to play with them. I won't play with them because I need to get better.
But you will. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, sometimes playing with people that are better.
It does, but those guys talk a lot of trash, man. And then there's money betting back and forth, and I'm not ready yet.
I understand. Yet. Yeah, you're still in the baby pool, yeah. Right?
Jack plays some good golf. I don't know if you talk to him about it, but he does.
I've heard. I actually did not know that until recently, yeah. But interesting and good to know. Yeah. So definitely, yeah.
We're gonna meet up.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love to hear it. Okay, horses.
I'm a fan. I recognize them, but I'm not a fan.
Okay.
So I'm going to say, I'm going to go here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
I do think they're beautiful animals,
yeah.
And I definitely like to go to the horse track. I'm not saying I don't like to go to the horse track, but in terms of being around them, my dad used to have race horses mm-hmm. when we were little, and we had one named Double C, and those race horses,
yeah.
They get spooked pretty easily. Like, they get scary, and you get around them, and they get very aggressive.
Yeah,
and so I, it scared me to be around them because it was just such an aggressive horse
yeah.
that now I associate any horses with that. I don't mind looking at them
so
like
big.
In a movie.
Yeah.
No, in person, I feel like they're, I don't know. I'm a little scared. So I do get that.
I'm not a fan, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Concerts.
Ooh, yeah, fabulous. Love them. Great
awesome.
Concert.
Awesome.
Yeah, love a great
so
concert.
So who's your favorite in concert?
So right now, I haven't seen him live, but I want to. I'm a big fan of Bruno Mars.
Oh, yes, me too. I love Bruno.
I understand this guy puts on one of the best concerts ever.
Yes.
I had a friend of mine caught him in Vegas, and it was the best ever. So,
yes.
Big fan. Love his music. And
yeah.
So that's who I like right now. So.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I vibe too,
yeah.
Bruno. Yeah,
yeah,
no, I think he's definitely one of my jammers. So.
One of the top guys. I mean, people don't recognize how musically talented the guy is.
Yeah.
So you need to research him.
He's
if you don't
underrated.
Know Bruno, look him up.
Because yeah.
he's on the level of Prince and those guys.
Completely agree.
Yeah.
I think he's, like you said, very underrated.
Yeah.
And I have never seen him in concert, but I do have a friend that's
he'll
obsessed
come to San
with him.
He does. I mean, yeah, yes, he's been here. I just
has
missed
he?
It. Yeah.
Okay. I must
have
missed it too because sometimes San Antonio doesn't get some of the really good concerts.
Yeah.
But hopefully we'll now that hopefully the proposal passed, maybe hopefully we're gonna exactly. Hopefully we're gonna get some really cool
a little
stuff.
Scary for a minute, but
me too. But now we're all good.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm excited. Okay. Last one.
Yeah.
Cruises.
We've been on one.
Oh, only one. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm safe. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I absolutely despise cruises. Like,
what is it? Don't like? What is it? What is it?
Oh, no. I'm obsessed with the fact that I think that there's just like viruses all over the place. Like, I mean, literally, there's probably hantavirus, norovirus.
Yeah.
Everything's just like dripping down the railings and it's just coming from the ceilings. And to me, it's just like a walking
petri
dish.
You're going to be sick when you come off of it.
You're going to be sick.
Yeah.
No, and God knows what you're going to be sick with, you know? And I just see those things as just walking petri dishes floating in the ocean. Yeah. I just can't. And so for me, but I know some people that are obsessed with cruises. They just like they go on several a year, and that's their whole like that's the thing they plan their whole life around. So, and so I just don't get that.
I am. I talked to John about he's a control freak, and so am I. I mean,
that probably doesn't work out well on a ship.
No, it doesn't. I don't mean you're out of control. They take you where they want to take you.
Absolutely.
Tell you when to come back.
You're not stopping that ship if you want to go somewhere else, you know?
Like get off here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, no, I don't like being out of control like that. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, yeah.
Okay, so we won't be taking any company cruises.
No,
so
no.
I think that's safe to say. And I think all of us in this room will be happy about that because we want to go somewhere fun together. So definitely.
Everybody like cruises in here?
No. I don't think we have. Katie, are you like a cruiser?
I'll be on my first at the end of the month.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know yet.
So she doesn't know if she's a cruiser or not, but. Yeah. Take some wipes.
Yeah.
Take some alcohol. I would just say take some wipes, take some masks. I would just glove up, you know, while you're there. I'm just saying. So, and then I'll have to socially distance once you get back.
Don't get on the old ships.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't get on the old ones.
Exactly.
There's new ships out there.
Exactly. So, and make sure you're on a new one. Yeah. So that the viruses haven't spread quite as far. So anyway, well, Art, it has been a delight.
It's been
Thank you so much to come on and join us for the pod. I hope you will.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. So
I've been so excited for you. You guys don't know, this is my girl right here. So I'm so excited for doing a podcast.
Yeah. Woo-hoo.
Wow. How about that, man?
We're having a blast. We are having a blast and really enjoying it. So thank you so much again.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you guys for tuning in to our latest episode of Feral and Fabulous. And so we look forward to seeing you again next time. So keep on keeping on. Bye.